Well, hi there, folks. Welcome to the program. This, of course, is Stinchfield, the podcast. So great to be with you today. Look, it was a no good, very horrible, bad day, whatever that book was called, for Joe Biden. I don't know if he set a record for most gaffes, most screw-ups, most lies in a campaign stop, but he sure came close in Pittsburgh. I mean, this guy, over and over again, from his uncle was eaten by cannibals to who was the first union to endorse him. We're going to have proof that didn't happen, that the Pittsburgh Steelworkers Union, the steelworkers were not the first union to endorse him, to all kinds of other gaffes, lots of them. We're going to go through them, and then I've got Democrats being asked a very simple question. Do you denounce people chanting death to America? Would you think that would be a simple question to answer if you're a United States congressperson? Not for Democrats, not simple at all. We're going to talk about all of that today on the program. We're so grateful for you. Of course, we're grateful to Midas Gold Group as well for sponsoring the podcast, MidasGoldGroup.com, 855-322-GOLD, MidasGoldGroup.com. And please pay them a visit for your precious metals needs. All right, with that, folks, let's get the show started so we can get to some of these Biden gaffes.
Uncensored and unapologetic, this is Stinchfield. Here's your host, Grant Stinchfield.
All right, so I told you it was a no good, horrible, very bad day for Joe Biden, but that is par for the course for this man. I mean, over and over again, he continues to lie to the American public. I don't know whether he's told these stories over and over again so much that he believes them, but there were a lot of people talking about the cannibals story, that his uncle was shot down in the South Pacific, eaten by cannibals. True story, as he says, not a joke. Well, it isn't a joke, but it's not a true story. His uncle surely is a war hero. He was shot down. We're going to play that for you today, but I want to get to this idea that somehow Joe Biden was telling the steelworkers that they were the first to endorse him. Well, not so fast, Joe. Take a listen.
The mayor and I are buddies. I told the mayor, and I mean it sincerely, the first outfit ever to endorse me as a 29-year-old kid running in a tough year for United States Senate, make me the second youngest man ever elected to the Senate, was a guy named Huey Carcella. And back in those days, we had a big steelworkers. We had a lot of steelworkers in Claymont, Delaware, where I was from, because they worked in Worth Steel Company. And I'll never forget coming to me and saying, we're going to get your help. And I came out to Pittsburgh, and steelworkers endorsed me. It changed everything.
It was the first union to endorse him. The steelworkers of Pittsburgh. That's where Joe Biden is, by the way. He showed up to booze. People chanting, hey, ho, no, no, Bidenomics got to go. But here he is telling the steelworkers there, you guys were the first union to endorse me. I love you guys. Not a joke. This is true story, as he always says, which is his tell that a lie is coming. But we went back to the archive, and we found his call with the United Auto Workers from February 1st. It was telling him they were endorsing him. So Joe Biden says in 1972, the first union to endorse him was the Steelworkers Union. Well, lo and behold, he used the same line on the auto workers.
Hello.
Hello, Joe Biden. Sean?
Hey. Mr. President, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Sorry to
be a few minutes late. I was downstairs doing an event.
So you have stuff going on, evidently, as president, huh?
Nothing more important than talking to you, Sean. And that's a fact.
Hey, I just want to let you know I'm sitting here with our entire international executive board, and we wanted to call and let you know that
we've met and we decided it's time
to endorse you for president. And we're
going to put
the USW membership behind you.
All right, first off, before I get to his lie here, what is the auto workers union thinking about endorsing Joe Biden? He literally wants to put auto workers out of business. All right, he's got a war on combustible energy-fired vehicles. We know he wants electric vehicles. Most of the jobs surrounding autos are of building the engines in the United States. There's no engine for an electric vehicle. And the auto workers endorse him because they're all corrupt, by the way. But here comes the lie. Remember, he told the steel workers they were the first to endorse him in 1972.
Whoa. You were the first outfit out there, endorsed me when I ran in 1972 as a kid. You helped me out then.
We appreciate you standing up with us in our fight.
And, you know, we look forward to continuing to fight
now with you as our president. And let me assure you this, we're ready to stand up for you in your election.
All right, whatever. You heard him in 1972. You were the first endorsed outfit to endorse me. Well, which is it? Was it steelworkers or was it auto workers? It's whatever group is in the room with him. This is his problem. He relates to anybody. Oh, I grew up as an Irish Catholic. Oh, I spend more time with Italians. Oh, I grew up in a black church. You won't believe it, but I grew up in a temple around the corner, and I spent more time with Jews. This is his MO. I was raised Hispanic. Every place he goes, this is what Joe Biden does, which takes away his credibility. Not that he had anything left with all of us. So that was a doozy not a lot of people were talking about, but we proved that that's a lie, as we always do. And I want to prove that the cannibal story is a lie. Now, he's got an uncle, Ambrose Finnegan, who is a war hero. He died in World War II. His plane went down in the South Pacific, not on New Guinea, by the way. And he was not eaten by cannibals, no matter what Joe Biden wants to tell you.
Back in when D-Day occurred, and on Sunday, the next day, my mother's four brothers all went down to the recruiting station and joined the military. Every one of them volunteered. And my uncle, they called him Ambrose Bosey, they called him Bosey. My uncle Bosey was a hell of an athlete, they tell me, when he was a kid. And he became an Army Air Corps before the Air Force came along. He flew those single-engine planes as reconnaissance over war zones. He got shot down in New Guinea, and they never found the body because there were a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea. And then my son volunteered to go to Iraq for a year, and he came back with stage 4 glioblastoma.
Now, wait a second. So, I don't mean to laugh because nobody wants their uncle eaten by cannibals. That's the worst thing. Hey, you want salt and pepper with that? Oh, Uncle Finnegan's a little crusty. I can make jokes because it didn't happen. He wasn't eaten by cannibals. Do you know how I know he wasn't eaten by cannibals? I've got the War Department headquarters missing aircraft report here from 1944. Wait, Joe, you don't think we would check this out, the missing aircraft report? Now, remember, Joe Biden said that his uncle was a pilot who flew reconnaissance missions over New Guinea. Well, his uncle wasn't a pilot. He worked on the ground crew, apparently, from one article I read. And then here, he was listed as a courier on the flight, not the pilot. They list four people on board. And this plane went down due to engine trouble over the South Pacific. I believe it was on its way to New Guinea, but it was over the South Pacific, not on the island, went down in the ocean. Clear weather, engine failure, nobody's found. The only cannibals there were probably sharks, okay? So his uncle was a courier that was flying on a courier mission. It was not a reconnaissance flight. So all of that is according to the war report. So where does he come up with this craziness? Well, that's who Joe Biden is, that he comes up with crazy stuff like that. I've got a whole slew of gaffes that I'm going to go through. There's more to this, folks, if you can believe it. But before I do that, I want to tell you about my friends over at Midas Gold Group. They're totally great. Veteran-owned. A lot of gold companies out there you can choose from. But I love these guys. They support me here. They support me over on my radio show. They support all of you. These are real conservatives, veteran-owned. They have your best interest at heart. I trust them. I buy gold from Midas Gold Group. I want you to do this as well. If you're considering getting into precious metals, and I think you should, with everything going on in the world, we got inflation through the roof. We got chaos on foreign soil. We got oil prices back on the rise. Manufacturing is a real problem. We got China waging war on the United States dollar. We got a digital currency coming. All this says put money into gold. Don't worry about the price of it. Just start collecting it as a portfolio protection maneuver to protect the finances you have in other investments. Midas Gold Group can help you. MidasGoldGroup.com, 855-322-GOLD, 855-322-GOLD, MidasGoldGroup.com. All right, so I told you there's lots to go through on Biden's gaffe track, which is happens to be a campaign trail. This is a quick one. Check it out.
My mom didn't live in Scranton since she was 1954.
My mom didn't live in Scranton since she was 1954. I don't even know what that means, but this is how he just gets totally, totally confused. Okay? My mom didn't live in Scranton since she was 1954. He's talking to union workers here, remember? So this is one where he's talking about who built America. Now, I believe he's trying to say the middle class built America. And I'm a firm believer that the American dream is built on the middle class. I believe that the middle class did build America. These are your workers, your steel mill workers, your pipe fitters, your electricians, your carpenters, the people who make the cars and all the things we use. This is what built America, but that's not what Joe Biden says here.
Heard me say it before. Wall Street didn't build America. Middle class didn't build America, and you guys built the middle class. Unions built it.
So Wall Street didn't build America. The middle class didn't build America, but you guys built the middle class. So you didn't build America either? Is that what he's...
Heard me say it before. Wall Street didn't build America. Middle class didn't build America, and you guys built the middle class. Unions built it.
Look at the people's faces in the background. I mean, I know if you're listening on the audio podcast, you can't see it, but people are like, what? What is this guy talking about? It is so, so embarrassing. And I say this when you compare to what happened between him and President Trump on campaign spots. Okay, so I'm going to try to pull this up here. This, of course, is President Trump outside that bodega. Folks, look at this. Look at how many people. This is in New York City. They're chanting four more years, four more years. Hundreds of people get word he's going to obey a bodega in Manhattan, and they show up in numbers. Okay, now that is Joe Biden at a Pittsburgh gas station. Nobody shows up. Nobody cares about him. Maybe because of the gaffes. Maybe because he's an idiot. Maybe because they don't like where America's going. Maybe because his approval rating is the lowest of any modern day president. Shoot, for that matter, any president in history, his approval rating is so low. So think about it. You got that. There's little Joe Biden going up to the counter to buy a gas station sandwich, which I don't know who's buying gas station sandwiches. Or you get President Trump outside a bodega in New York. You have to ask yourself, how did Trump lose? You know it was stolen from him, the mail-in ballot scheme, all this mail-in ballots. This is the problem. You have this versus this. And you're telling me that Joe Biden was managed to get the votes that he did? Man, it's just hard to believe. This better not happen again, folks. It really better not. So as you take that in, all right, I want to play a clip now because Joe Biden goes to an interview after his speech. And the interview goes, quite frankly, just as bad as his speech did. All right, take a listen.
When you drive around the area, you see a lot of Trump signs, not very many Biden signs. Do you feel like you're in trouble here?
Well, you haven't been driving the right places, pal.
Pal, first off, you notice he can't even talk. He's just so tired. You haven't been driving the right places, pal. When the mainstream media is asking Joe Biden, hey, dude, there's no Biden signs anywhere. There's Trump signs everywhere. You think you got a problem? You haven't been driving in the right place. Where? Delaware? At your house? You're the only house with a Biden sign.
When you drive around the area, you see a lot of Trump signs, not very many Biden signs. Do you feel like you're in trouble here?
Well, you haven't been driving the right places, pal.
That must be the problem, Joe Biden. We're just not driving in the right places. Yeah, that of course, is it. He was also asked about Israel and if they go on the offensive, what would happen? To show you how incompetent Joe Biden is, and folks, he is incompetent. He says this. Now, you may not know what I'm going to say after. It may go right over your head. If you know the Middle East, you'll know why this is so crazy what he says. But I'm going to play it, and then I'll clue you in onto just how incompetent he is.
And I made it clear to Israelis, don't move on Haifa. It's just not, I mean... Anyway, I just look what we did recently when Israel was attacked.
Anyway, don't move on Haifa, he says. Any of you out there know where Haifa is? He does not want the Israelis moving on Haifa. You stay out of Haifa. Haifa's in Israel, okay? Israel is not going to attack an Israeli city. Haifa is in Israel. This man doesn't even have his geography straight. And so here's the thing. If you're confused about names in here, don't name them. All right? Don't name them. Speak in generics. But don't put yourself in position for a gaffe like this. And you know he knows he probably screwed up when he gives you the old, anyway.
And I made it clear to Israelis, don't move on Haifa. It's just not, I mean, anyway, I just, look what we did recently when Israel was attacked.
Does he have any energy left? Anyway, look what we did in Israel when Israel was attacked. Yeah, you know what you did? You fired 300 missiles at $2 million apiece. At $10,000 drones that were coming in, and yes, missiles as well. We spent upwards of $600 million to defend Israel, and I'm glad we defended Israel. I don't want Israel getting hurt, and that's all great. But you ever think maybe part of the plan was to drain us financially, drain military resources? Maybe that was an attack that was designed to drain us. Do we have enough missiles to stop another attack at the same level? I don't know the answer to that question. But I think there's more to it than what we're just claiming victory and mission accomplished. I've talked about this before, so I won't get too far into it. But then come the lies with Joe Biden. So Joe Biden loves to talk about his Bidenomics and how the economy is working great. I would offer this up to you is a complete and fabricated utter lie.
Right now, for many Americans, life is too expensive. Are you concerned that stubborn inflation will hurt your reelection bid?
Look, we brought down inflation considerably by over two-thirds.
Should we take that first? You've brought down inflation from where you pushed inflation, but inflation is still on the rise. So we're still seeing prices go up. All right, inflation was around 1%, 1.5% under President Trump. It's now at 3.5%. So you're more than double what it was under President Trump. It had gone up to almost 10% under Joe Biden. But inflation is still going up. It doesn't mean that you've stopped inflation. It only means you've brought the rate of inflation down a little bit lower. And you're still twice as much of what you were under Joe Biden. In fact, prices are up now almost 20% across the board on goods and services. So you look at grocery prices, 30%. Cost of housing up around that same price, 30%. Gas prices now, holy cow, flying through the roof. So this, of course, is all a lie. He hasn't brought inflation down at all.
It is being stubborn and not going down to the 2% we need, but it's significantly different, number one. Number two, the thing that really affects people's lives are all the small things that add up to big numbers for people. All these junk fees that, for example, for a family like mine growing up, if you bounced a credit card, a If you're late for credit card payment, they charge you $35 instead of $3, $4, $5, $8. The same way with the whole range of things.
So why do you think that he's concerned about the fees credit cards charge you when you don't make a payment? Here's why. Because defaults are at a record level right now when it comes to credit cards. Failure to pay is at the highest rate it's been since, I think, going back to 2008 when we had the real serious problems with our economy. So you've got people defaulting on their credit cards at record rates. He talked in one spot about job creation. Job creation and manufacturing jobs. We haven't created any manufacturing jobs. In fact, the only jobs we're creating are part-time jobs. We're losing full-time jobs in place of part-time jobs. Two reasons for that. One, you have minimum wages around the country that are going up and up and up, so people are taking on part-time workers so they don't have to pay overtime. They'll take on two part-time workers instead of one full-time worker to skip the overtime. That's one thing that's happening. Two, people are taking part-time jobs to afford to live. They need a second job. That is not a good sign for the economy. But that's Bidenomics for you, and that's about as bad, folks, as it gets. All right, I promised you I would play you some of these Democrats and them responding to the question, are you denouncing death to America? They don't. But before I do that, I want to tell you about my friends over at Patriot Mobile. I have a Patriot Mobile phone. Folks, you hear me pitch them every day. And if you haven't signed up with them yet, all I'm going to do is ask you why. They have a program to help you switch that will help you with some of the cost and pain of switching. But more than that, they've got a performance guarantee that is like none other. And maybe even more than that, it's they're America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They believe in the things we do. And they take some of your money that you spend on your cell phone bill, and they put that to pushing these conservative causes across America. Unlike the big cell phone companies that do the exact opposite and fund Planned Parenthood and all these other places. So Patriot Mobile uses the three big networks. So you're not going to sacrifice service and connection, but what you'll get is 100% U.S.-based customer service, and I promise you a performance guarantee like none other. I urge you switch to Patriot Mobile. This company is under attack. Support companies that are under attack for standing up for conservative values. And that's what Patriot Mobile is. Do it today. PatriotMobile.com/Grant. PatriotMobile.com/Grant. Use the promo code Grant for free activation. Okay? And call them at 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. When you call them, you tell them that Grant Stinchfield sent you. All right, folks. I promised you that I would tell you about, I'll play the most innocuous soundbite first. This is of Katie Porter. I call her Congresswoman Doubtfire because she looks like Mrs. Doubtfire. Remember that old movie, Robin Williams? She's a congresswoman from California. She's a radical. She ran for mayor out there. She didn't stand a chance. She lost to Karen Bass, which is crazy. I believe, maybe it was Senate that she was running for, not mayor. It might have been Senate. She lost to Adam Schiff. Oh, which is just, can you believe that guy's going to be the next senator from California? Bad news. But Katie Porter looks like Mrs. Doubtfire. She's a radical liberal from California. That's all you need to know. She will not answer very simple questions about death to America chants.
Anti-Israel protesters blocking the Brooklyn Bridge burned the American flag and chanted death to America. Do you condemn this type of rhetoric?
We've got to get her onto her next event here.
Are you okay with people burning the American flag?
If you'd like to follow up with us. So.
Are you okay with people chanting death to America?
Sorry, we've got to head into...
Congresswoman Porter, are you okay with people chanting death to America? Is it okay? Do you not have a problem with it?
Happy to reach out here. Have a great day.
I mean, the PR flack is such an idiot trying to get in the middle of that. But even the bigger idiot is Katie Porterhouse. Katie Porter. Literally not responding. Why don't you respond? I mean, even if you're a radical Democrat, do you not denounce death to America? Are you so afraid of offending radical, violent lunatics that were once part of the Black Lives Matter movement? Then they join Antifa. And then when that doesn't work, they figure, all right, well, we'll join Hamas too. I mean, how do you not respond? You just walk like nothing's going on.
Anti-Israel protesters blocking the Brooklyn Bridge burned the American flag and chanted death to America. Do you condemn this type of rhetoric?
We've got to get her on to her next event.
Here. Are you okay with people burning the American...
street. We got to get her on to her next event. You're on a public street, pal. She can ask her any question she wants. And Katie Porterhouse ought to answer the freaking question. She hates America. This is the problem with Democrats. Listen to me on this and listen to me very carefully. Most Democrats today despise America. They apologize for American greatness. They don't believe in American exceptionalism, something I believe in, that we're the greatest nation in the world because of the people, because of all of you. They believe the exact opposite. They despise people like you. They hate people like you. They want to apologize to other countries because of MAGA movement patriots. They can't stand someone would have a love of country like we do and willing to fight for that country as we are. They can't fathom it. So they remain silent when someone says death to America. Well, Rashida Tlaib, you know, this is the congresswoman from the Midwest who has so many of these Hamas supporters in her district. She is the chief Hamas supporter of all of them. She was confronted with the same questions.
Congresswoman Tlaib.
Fox News. I don't talk to Fox News.
At a rally in your district, people were chanting death to America. Do you condemn?
I do not talk to Fox News.
But do you condemn chants of death to America?
I don't talk to people that use racist tropes.
Don't talk to people that use racist tropes. That is literally the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party is the most racist party on earth. And yet she says she won't talk to Fox News. Do you condemn death to America chants?
Why can't you just say whether or not you condemn people chanting death to America? Why are you afraid to talk to Fox?
Fox News is not, listen, using racist tropes towards my community is what Fox News is about. And I don't talk to Fox News.
Is death to America racist? Is chanting death to America racist?
I'm talking about your guys' racist tropes. You know, you guys know exactly what you do. I know you're Islamophobic, but you guys got to go deal with it on your own self. You're not
going to
use...
I'll tell you, I'm Islamophobic when it comes to Islamic terrorists. I'm very scared of them. I don't want them blowing up themselves with a suicide bomb. You want to talk about Islamophobia? If you're a terrorist, I have Islamophobia. If you're not a terrorist, I don't care if you're Islamic. I love America because you can choose whatever religion you want to be. I'll offer up to you why I think my religion and Christianity is the best choice, but it's free country. I'm not scared of people that practice the religion of Islam. I could have some arguments about why I have some issues with Islam, but it's free country. But if you preach that your way is the only way and you have to eradicate the world of people who believe differently, including people who practice Islam that don't believe in your radical way of thinking, then I'm afraid of that terrorist, that, quote, jihadist. Rashida Tlaib talking about Fox News racist tropes. There's no racist tropes. When you're on a bridge saying death to America, it's pretty clear you hate America. But this is what you get. No defense of the innocent. No defense of us, the law, threats, death to America. So you wonder, are they here? Why wouldn't we believe them? Right? When I tell you, are there terrorists in America? There are terrorists in America. You hear the chants, death to America, believe them. Okay? Sad reality of the situation. As we move on to more crazy, crazy, crazy Democrats. This is Eric Swalwell being a lunatic.
He is a legal terrorist.
This is talking about President Trump. Let me start it over so I cue it up just properly.
He is a legal terrorist who has 40 years of experience, probably more than any person in America, with lawsuits and tying up the system and seeking to delay. And so it's coming, though, Nicole. There's a tapestry of accountability that he's seen in the civil and criminal realms right now.
Oh, shut up. I can't take him. I had another soundbite from him, but I can't take him. I don't even want to put him on. A tapestry of what? A tapestry of Chinese spies coming and sleeping with you? You dirtbag? I mean, that, and then he has the guts. Oh, I'll play it. He has the guts to say President Trump is a national security risk when he was sleeping with a Chinese spy.
What is the special obligation of former national security officials to tell people what they saw?
It's the highest it's ever been because the consequences of us getting it wrong again are too high. And we could be attacked, you know, in a way that, you know, could seriously jeopardize our country's security with a commander in chief who's just not up for defending America's interests because he's putting his own first.
Now, that from a guy who slept with a Chinese spy. But can we go back 4 years? We lived in the most peaceful times. I mean, there was not a lot happening in the Middle East. You had the peace accords there that President Trump was responsible for. Historic, by the way. You had Russia in check, China for the most part in check until they unleashed that virus on us at no fault of President Trump. But now we live in complete chaos. The world is falling apart under Joe Biden. Where do you get off, Eric Swalwell, coming out with something like this? There's a stark difference between President Trump and Joe Biden. And quite frankly, this is it, folks. That's Joe Biden. Nobody there. This is the difference between him and President Trump. That's the confidence America has in President Trump right there. And I'll leave you with this, an ad that the Trump team put out, which sums up everything, guys. Check it out.
Violent ex-con attacking a hardworking store clerk here in New York City. The clerk fought back and stabbed his attacker to death. Radical DA Alvin Bragg slapping him with a murder charge.
Going to a bodega.
Crowds gather in Upper Manhattan as former President Trump visits a bodega.
This is the moment Mr. Trump arrived tonight. People lined up along 139th and Broadway as he made his way inside the Hamilton Heights bodega to meet with Jose Alba. Alba is the bodega worker who fatally stabbed the man in July of 2022 in a case of self-defense.
On Tuesday, he used a Harlem bodega as a backdrop to slam Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg for being what he calls soft on crimes that matter.
Without a doubt, very much supported here in Harlem.
Bam. That is the president we need. That is the president we want. That is the president that will keep America safe, that will make America great again, that will keep the world safe, that will return our economy back to the prosperous economy we had under President Trump. God bless that man. If that doesn't tell you and show you the difference between Biden and Trump, I don't know what does. I don't even know how anybody supports Joe Biden with the gaffe that he made the other day. It's really, really quite upsetting to watch. Well, that's going to do it for the show today, folks. GrantStinchfield.com is the website, GrantStinchfield.com. You can see all the podcasts there. Please subscribe if you're on Apple or Spotify. Subscribe to the podcast. Just type Grant Stinchfield in the search box. It'll come right up. And, of course, sign up for the email list at GrantStinchfield.com as well. If you're watching on Rumble, YouTube, Facebook, thank you for that. Spread the word on those platforms as we try to increase the amount of people we reach. We do believe that the message is so important that we need your help. Stinchfield's Army, man, it's because of all of you why we rock and roll and why we will take this country back. That I promise you. All right, tonight, Real America's Voice show, 7 p.m. Eastern time. I hope I see you there for that. God bless every single one of you. Stinchfield's Army rolls. See you soon.